will use it for the future and doesn't care about now. Because now I'm here. Right? This is the point, really. We will say, no, excuse me, there is one reality, is now, hal. Remember the word hal, which means now and which means feeling. Because even about the feelings, you know about the feelings in the past, right? First time you were trying to ride a bicycle and you fell down. Which one of you felt the pain? You don't. You're too old for that. If it was last year, you will feel, you think you feel a pain. You cannot feel it. You remember it, that you fell down, it was painful. So you couldn't care less. Because finally you did it. And this is how animal works. Here we say, excuse me, that passed. It's nonsense, that future is not here, but the gift is now. I'm alive now. So let's stay here. This is what the creation is to me. Not yesterday, not tomorrow. This is where I'm, when and where I'm looking for beloved, because this is a very important point, yes. Right at the beginning of this paragraph, which is the ending of the Harper story, he will say, remember, past and the future, too much past, and he will say, too much of that, will cover your eyes, you will not see this. Wake up to this. Burn them, both of them, right? Because those are the knots. Mm-hmm. He went to the knots, which is thinking to him. Remember, logic is not apple, is gere. Gere is in Persian, which is the Persian for apple. And do it. How? Get rid of all of this to be a good read, to be played. Means you should clean up yourself, then you will be played. You will become the instrument. Instrument of what?
Non-existent.
Instrument of creation. That's what we are. We are the creative creature, the most creative creature on this earth, aren't we? Okay, we know that the physical existence is, in any single moment, is created by God and is full of beauty. Is something missing? Yeah. This is the beautiful universe. Forget the yesterday, forget tomorrow, okay? Be in this special moment. Think about this. This is Creator. This is reflection of His will, and it's beautiful. Is there something missing?
Someone to appreciate the beauty.
He was appreciating it. And he saw, yes, something is missing. Someone to appreciate the beauty. Do you know any creature on earth who could appreciate the beauty? Do you have any doubt that we are that creature? We love music, we make paintings, we create even beauty. So, yes, that's why we are here. Because the truth of this moment is what? Haven't you ever thought of that? That, okay, these people, they will say, come back to this moment. Be in this split second of existence. And what? Okay, I'll come back to this moment. To do what? This single moment, which is the beauty. I'm here to understand the truth of this, and the truth of this is beauty. I'm here to understand the beauty. And how do I learn it? By working it. This is how you get the taste. At the end of this book, beginning of the second book, you will say, now, from now on, I will talk about that stuff that the one who doesn't have the taste will not get it. Book one is developing the taste. The taste to taste love. Have you ever tried to taste love? If you haven't, my God, look at you. If you have, how did you do it? Whatever you could do in a position of sacrifice, selflessness, to be kind to some fellow, to create that feeling of the beauty. When you're kind to someone, that someone feels some beautiful act, real, and that reality will touch the heart of that fellow. In that fellow's heart, a flame will burst. That flame is beauty. So, in a way, you are creating that beauty. In a way, we'll take it back. You know we will. Whenever I see that flash in your eyes, I remember that I have to take it back. Because suddenly you added some values to your highness existence. Okay, I'm the creator. No, the goodness comes from him. You will be the instrument. And you should be happy that you are the instrument. If you are a brush, don't you like to be in the hand of Leonardo da Vinci? To be that brush. That's how we look at it. To be the instrument. We don't create goodness in ourselves. I am created, I'm this. I could create it outside, kindness. That good feeling, that's what it is all about. Then he went on in the paragraph and he said, okay, you have to say it again and again and again and again, then it will happen. There was another paragraph which were those two angels walking around, and yeah, I know, this maybe doesn't exist in some version of Nicholson. The separation maybe doesn't exist. There are two angels going around and praying, and in that paragraph, actually at the end of it, he said, listen, by connecting to the connected, you are connected. Something like that. Honest? They said, endeavor to find out the command of God from one who is united. Not every heart understands the command of God. What is that? You want to get connected, you want to receive the message, you connect to someone who is connected. We'll talk about it later. Now, we are ready to go to the last story. Last story of the first half. And I repeat this to understand that these are just suggestions. Really, we are not dissecting the book. Because at the end of the day, you will see, I look at it sometimes from the paragraphs which are going like this. Sometimes I look at the stories are going like this. And sometimes I stop and I go to the verses and repeat it. Because that's how complicated it is. It's a long poetry, it's poetry, it's divided, there are non-poem texts in it, which are sometimes even difficult to read as a title, and it goes on and on. So, it's not that the way I explain it is the only way to see it. This is one way to look at it. The way we are looking at it is that seven stories, we talked about this problem we have inside, right? And last story was that the tendency to please everyone. If you please everyone, you are almost nothing. Because this universe is bipolar. That's how action happens. So we said, no. You have to have in mind that, okay, I don't say displease everyone, but there is a main source, there is a direction. If you want to please, please the truth of the moment, now, right? Then, last story is the internal problem. Who remembers the last story? You are a candidate. Let me do this. Sudo.
The last story is the Bedouin and his wife.
Exactly not. That's a trick. It's the story of a caliph. And in his time, there are those man and a woman. This is the trick, and I told you. You know what? It works every time. No, honest, because that's how it is. Caliph is the one that you don't notice. Because we have the proper interior problem, we forget it. And it is written in a very clever way that even when I ask the student, what is this story? For them, is the Arab and the wife. Where did it start? The first paragraph is the story of Caliph. The second paragraph is the story of that and that. This is not something Rumi division didn't do it. I noticed it. I noticed. Do you remember the style I'm talking about? I was looking at this book in a moment that I was busy looking at educational system in scientific way. So as a teacher, I started to separate this. Suddenly I realized, what a fantastic trick. And I love it because writing is a trickery. Writer will choose the words specially. And if a writer doesn't, a poet will. Poetry is playing the game of the words. So look at him. He will make one paragraph. In that one paragraph, you don't find anything. I mean, if you're working like this, that's the only paragraph. Look at it. This is the paragraph. Okay? No paragraph. He doesn't say anything. He just explains a situation. A situation is time. This time is the past. Right? And in that past, there was this caliph. The rest, he's talking about the selflessness of this caliph, his righteousness, and his beautiful stuff, nothing else. And he will call it at the end, the last verse, he will say, you know what, this guy is Abhiva, means the water of life. Do you remember the story of Khudr, this green guy, green prophet? Once upon a time, there is this cave, endless cave, black, pitch black. And in that, there is a fountain. If you drink from that, you will have eternal life. You remember that story. Is there anyone who doesn't? Alexander the Great decides to go in and have that water and to fight the darkness. He will tell his soldiers to grab their hand, make a line, and he will go in. Do you know what will happen? Do you remember?
No.
The guy was counting on a chain. One broken ring will break the chain. It happened. So they were lost. Alexander didn't succeed. Then there is this fellow, we call him Green, that's his name, because